Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today, featuring conversation and interesting discussion with members of the UW-Parkside Learning Community. I'm Molly Moore, Development Officer in University Advancement. It's my pleasure to welcome UW-Parkside Executive Director of International Affairs and Associate Professor of Business, Dr. Abby Kuruvilla, and our guests from the N.L. Dalmia Educational Society in Mumbai, India. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Dr. Kuruvilla, can you start off by telling us how the partnership with the N.L. Dalmia Educational Society began and by introducing our guests?
Sure. Thank you, Molly, for organizing this. And we are very, very happy to welcome our guests from the N.L. Dalmia Society. We have with us the CEO of the N.L. Dalmia Educational Trust, Seema Saini. And we also have the VP of Operations, Vikram Somani. And they are here just for a day. We signed a recent partnership with them, and a group of students is arriving in fall. And it's such a great way to welcome them and show them around our campus. I'll let them talk a little bit about the partnership and how it began. So, Seema, if you want to talk a little bit about the origins of the partnership.
Sure, thank you. So this is our third visit to Wisconsin, a wonderful campus that you have here. So we've been visiting and meeting people here, warm people. And I think that's what sparked this interest to collaborate and to come together. And like I was saying, it's one global village, one world. So we wanted to give this global exposure to children. And we ventured into a space where we could have an MBA program, which could collaborate the Indian MBA program and a program at the University of Wisconsin. So that's how the GMBA or the Global MBA program came together.
So this is a program where they spend 1 year in the institute in India, and then they follow that with a second year at UW Parkside.
That's right. 11 months program at N.L. Dalmia Institute of Management Studies and Research, and then 1 year with you at UW Parkside.
Okay. And so Vikram, what are your impressions about the university? You had a chance to tour and see some of our facilities here and prepare for your students who are arriving. Any initial thoughts, impressions on your tour today?
Yeah, firstly, I'm here in the U.S. for the first time.
Oh, it's the first time.
And I'm glad I came, and I'm glad I'm visiting this campus. As I was walking inside the campus, I told Seema that I wish I was 17. I wanted to go to school, back again. But yeah, everything has been really smooth so far. Your team has been communicating with our students and the professor in charge to take this transition, to make this transition as smooth as possible. So far, so good.
Wonderful. So it's really nice to welcome you back. We were hosted by the N.L. Dalmia Institute in Mumbai in January, and actually the leadership team has been visiting multiple times over the last few years. Professor Dhumal was there a few years ago teaching, and then following that up with multiple visits. And so it's really culminated in a strong partnership, and we're very excited about how this is going to move forward. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about the history of N.L. Dalmia Institute and the founder and his story, because that's such a fascinating story, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about that.
Oh, yes. Mr. Niranjan Lal Dalmia is actually our inspiration. He was the founder chairman of N.L. Dalmia Institute of Management Studies and Research, or N.L. Dalmia Educational Society, I would say. So he came from very humble background. It was the hard way that he got across. And he realized education was the biggest enabler and the biggest equalizer. So he had he would study under street lights at a time when in India, higher education was still something which was meant for the elite few, maybe. So that was the time when he ventured out of his small town in the northern part of India and studied under street lights, got into the Hindu College of Law in Delhi, and passed with a gold medal in law. And thereafter, he went on to give the Indian Civil Service exams, which is now the Indian Administrative Service. So, and he was second in the country. He ventured into, he was in a plum position, but when freedom movement began and he got on with the Indian business houses, his value system, his commitment, his integrity, his discipline earned him a lot of working partnerships. And that's when he developed a kind of conglomerate into businesses, various businesses. But back of the mind, it was he was always certain it is education that has got him this far, and he wanted to give back to the society. And that's how NL Dalmia Education Society came up, to give back to the society. And he started this school in a very remote part of Bombay earlier. It was almost the outskirts of Bombay, which has now developed and flourished. But I think, again, somewhere it is education which has caused that to happen. And he started the K-12 school and then the Management Institute, or the business school, which is the grad school that we have and the research program that we run. So that's how NL Dalmia Education Society and the two schools that it runs, the NL Dalmia High School and NL Dalmia Institute of Management Studies and Research, came about.
Such a fascinating story. And if you can talk a little bit more about the values of the institute, which are reflected from the values of the founder.
Yes.
Like you talked about the community service that the students do, I think it'll be great to just hear a little bit about the values of the institute as a whole.
So we believe in, it came from the founders. He was a great inspiration for us of giving back to the society. And the third generation that is involved in our society, NL Dalmia Education Society, Mr. Sailesh Dalmia, follows the same ideals and principles. And I think that is what makes us unique, that the third generation has also taken forward the same value system. And he coined the terminology, My Social Responsibility, MSR. So he wanted every student to take up social responsibility and not leave it just to the corporates to manage the social responsibility aspect like it is in India. CSR activities are supposed to be mandatory for every industry and every business or a corporate to look into. So he wanted to have this permeated down to every student, that it should be MSR and not CSR. So not put it off for the government to take care, or not put it off for the corporates, but every individual must take it up. And we adopted a village close to our city, and a village where there is still poverty and it needs to be made into a smarter city, I suppose. So that is how then the village was adopted. And we looked at the four segments that we want to touch upon and impact. And it can make a significant improvement because we've made those little steps which are showing us results. We are looking at the four verticals of health, of hygiene, of education, and life enrichment, where life livelihood opportunities can be given, or people can be taught to look after their lives, and you know, sustained development can come in. So our students from our MBA program go to the village, and we give them credits for the work that they do so that we can sustain this program. And these students came about together to make a small dam for the villages over there. And this dam was to help them, store water for irrigation, and so that could help lives there. And also they build infrastructure for the schools, and they go there on Saturdays and teach the students. So this is that little impact that they are doing. But a small step to begin with, but I'm sure this will give us some significant results in times to come.
It's so nice to hear about the value of community engagement for NL Dalmia, because that is a value that we share very much at UW Parkside. We are one of the Carnegie classified universities in the United States, and because of our community engagement, we have infrastructural support that builds partnerships with the communities around, whether it's small businesses, corporate agencies, nonprofits, small businesses. And many of the professors require students to do community projects as part of their coursework, which means that a certain percentage of the grade sometimes is even dedicated towards applying the principles they study in class to a local project. And so students come out with a solid understanding of how their work or what they study in class is applied in the industry. And so I think, the NL Dalmia students in particular would be a great resource for us and in our class, and how active they've been applying that, because that's the same value that we share, that you share. So I really think it's a natural partnership that we have, at least even in the area of community engagement. Vikram, maybe you can talk a little bit about this, because UW Parkside is one of your international partners, and you're looking at multiple international partners.
Yes.
Where are some of your other partners located? What kind of relationships do you have with them?
So one relationship is with Virginia Tech. We have a business analytics program. It's close to 1 year program, which will be conducted at our campus in Mumbai by Virginia Tech faculty. it's yeah. So that's one very recent development that's happened, and we're looking forward to the first first batch of students probably by June or July to start off that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then to UW Parkside, you have 11 students who are coming, right? What are they looking forward to the most at UW Parkside? Either of you, you know, what does their expectation and what are they looking forward to?
Quite frankly, freedom is already there, but freedom in the United States is a little different.
They're all very excited, I'm sure. They're looking forward to their visit here and their study here. They understand that what they will get here is going to be so much more valuable in terms of real-world applications of what they study. So that is one big pull for them. And getting the global perspective to business management is... And then, if you're in the United States to look at that, what better than that?
And we are also in the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor.
Yes.
And we have a plethora of new companies that are interested in investing and building and creating, developing the economy even more. And so I think the students from NL Dalmia are coming at, could not be a more appropriate time as this region and this economy even grows with so many new announcements of new companies coming. So, because we hope that, they'll have one of the most positive experiences that they've ever had in their educational career and that this will be lasting, for a long time. So we look forward to welcoming them. Seema, maybe, and you've been in higher education for such a long time. In your mind, what are some of the challenges and opportunities that you think students experience around the world? It doesn't have to be limited to Mumbai, but just in your role in higher education, any initial thoughts that come about regarding challenges and opportunities?
Yeah, this world is changing so dynamically, and technology has just taken over in such a big way in every aspect and every field of your life. So academics is not far behind. And the way technology has, I would say, amalgamated with even managerial courses on management that one has to study, data analytics that's coming up, or cybersecurity, which is a big thing, digital marketing, social media, all of these courses and fintech. So finance and technology are coming together. So technology with marketing is coming together. Technology with human resources is coming together. So when we are a business school and we look at how the world is changing and how we need to embrace technology to make higher education more fulfilling and realistic for the real world, we need to see that the gap needs to be filled in. What the corporates want, what the industries want, what the world needs, it is these schools which will be able to provide to them. So we need to identify those gaps and bring it through in together. So I think we are moving away from a phase where which was more theory-oriented, more, studying for the studying sake and the curriculum that was there to be followed, to moving on to applications and bringing in more of the creativity and innovations required. So higher education is definitely opening up their minds in India to the new changes that have happened and adopted them very well. Adopted and adapted to it, both of it.
And like you said before, it's such an enabler, from the time of your founder, right?
Yes.
I mean, and we, all of us in the business of higher education recognize the value that it provides. And we are particularly excited for, this new partnership. Vikram, I'm curious about, this is your first visit to the U.S.
Yes.
Just on a lighter tone, what are some of the biggest surprises you've had in the last, how long have you been here now? How many days?
So I came in yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Yeah. Any big surprises or any big, what stood out when you visited in the last, just in the last 2 days? Anything?
The first thing that stood out, of course, is people are quite friendly. I mean, I didn't expect that much.
Friendliness. You thought everybody was rude here.
No. That's something which I experienced. Very friendly. Whether the customs or anybody else, they were quite friendly and not so bad at all.
You flew into O'Hare, right?
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, so it's just been a day. So and you guys have been great. I'm really highly impressed by the campus. I still have to see a lot.
Wonderful. Any jet lag or you're doing?
So yeah, that's something.
This is the time where you really start feeling sleepy, right?
I think I can add on that the space that you see around, the openness that you see around may have definitely caught your fancy, right, Vikram?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the openness, the space, and you know, not so crowded. India is pretty crowded, you see.
True. And Seema, you've been here several times. Why UW Parkside, and what in your mind, you know, sets this campus apart? I'm sure you have relatives studying here. You yourself have studied in Ohio before you went back to India, and you know, heading this institution. What are some in this region and UW Parkside? What are some things that stand out in your mind?
Wonderful campus. UW Parkside, I feel, is just the right size of the campus that should be there for students, for that kind of closeness and familiarity, and somebody to look after as well, and also be independent enough to take on your studies in a way that would be helpful to you. So I think it's the right blend, the right size, which will enable children, students, to really hone their skills and build up. So, and very, very warm and friendly people, wonderful campus, and you're on that corridor, Chicago-Milwaukee corridor. So you have such a wonderful city close to you, and you have your own space, which is so unique to Kenosha. So that's you've got the best of both worlds, the big city and your own city with its warmth and with the wonderful people around.
Thank you. We do have 7 acres around us and in our campus. And one of the things that the international students talk about is the fresh air, you know. And so particularly from China, for example,
yes,
come from Beijing, you know, and then just the amount of fresh air. Students love that. So that's one thing that it's free for us to share. And Lake Michigan being nearby,
yes,
you know, the, just a few miles from here, so they can bike to Lake Michigan. So
I'm sure this place must be looking beautiful during fall, and you know, with the colored trees and
fall is spectacular.
White
you got to
spaces.
Come back. Yes, yes, you have to come back in fall to truly experience it. What are some you know, indicators in your mind for success in this partnership? How do you see this partnership developing? We have the first batch coming of 11 students. Where do you see this partnership moving? What would you say would be success in about 5 years in your mind for our partnership?
The best thing that I see is that these students would be our ambassadors to take the whole program forward. The way the first year has gone by, it has been superb. It has been excellent in terms of, you know, the visits that happened from UW Parkside to Mumbai, and right from the chancellor to the provost to the dean to the associate dean, and all of you, director international affairs, all of you all have visited. And that has built up the confidence at Mumbai as well, and amongst the students, and the kind of support that they get in terms of any questions that come in, that's built up the confidence in a huge way. So I think that is setting the path already. And we've the kind of inquiries that keep coming in, we are very upbeat about the whole thing. So 5 years hence, I see this program really going well, really going strong, because like I said, you're not restricted to just your market and your economy. When you're studying business administration, you need to look beyond just your economy and your market. And when the global MBA program comes up together, where you get a sense of a diverse world, you get a sense of diverse markets that are there and diverse ways in which businesses are done. So I think this is the need, rather. Just rather than having one business administration program restricted to one country or one economy, what we need to see is how it goes across the world. And like I just said, in a lighter tone, the world is one, or it is, you know, world is one family. It really can't, you can't get a sense of that until you understand that people in different places and how they live and how they do their businesses and how the work ethics and the work culture goes around. So when you the students dabble with different you know, different courses, and especially in two different countries, they would get a much wider perspective of this. So I look at the GMBA program as being rather cutting edge in a way, and looking at it as not restrictive, but opening up of minds and opening up of ways in which business can be done. So this could probably bring in more creativity, more innovation in business administration, in academics, in the real world.
Mm-hmm. What a positive note, you know. And yes, and that's one thing that I think that's why this partnership is bound to be successful and grow, and there is an alignment between our objectives.
And there's a meeting of minds as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the people that make it work, right? Yeah. So from Dr. Dhumal, who was instrumental in initially starting this, to where we are now and how it's growing and the impact that it's going to make in future, not only for the students in their minds, but also in the community. And the global mindset that we have at UW Parkside, because we have so many international partners and our students travel so much. Last year, about 100 of our students traveled to multiple locations around the world. And so that's one of the things that we are very proud about, too. And we look forward to engaging the NL Dalmia students, too, in that in that exercise. We talked a lot of business, and we're almost out of time. But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions just about, you guys are go-getters. It's very obvious and very involved and focused in what you do. For the sake of our viewers, how do you balance both, work and just having fun? What are some of the things that you do for fun? How do you enjoy life beyond, the higher education sphere? What are there any interesting things about you that listeners would love to hear about?
So music is what keeps me going. I love listening to music.
That's great.
But work keeps me very, very involved. And so I just look forward to the Sundays so that I can go and sleep well.
Sleep is important. What kind of music? Important. I'm curious now.
So I like soft music. I like classical as well. Okay. So I like to hear instrumental music. I like a lot of Indian instrumental music as well.
Okay. We do have a music department here, so you could come along with the students and get a degree in music too here.
Great. I was thinking I need to look at some, building some alternative in terms of... develop my hobby into something better.
Right. Yes. Vikram, what about you?
So I play sport during the weekend only. And I catch up on some music during my commute to and from the institute.
Yeah. What do you play?
So I play cricket.
Okay, yeah. So cricket,
cricket is not known here.
Yeah, very similar to baseball. That's right.
Yeah. And squash as well, but more cricket.
Wonderful.
And I catch up on my movies again weekends.
Okay,
that's something.
Any favorite movie?
Well, the last one that I saw was that Sridevi starrer. October.
October.
Oh, October. That was a Hindi movie. Yeah.
Okay. To keep an eye for that.
Yeah.
So we are almost.
The Shape of Water was good.
I saw
it on the flight.
Okay.
And I love to watch movies on the flight. I catch up on all my movies on the flight whenever I'm traveling.
It's a long flight, isn't it?
It is.
Is it 17 hours or?
14 to 15 hours. Yeah. 16 maybe. Okay. Yeah.
If it's a direct flight, it's 16. Yeah.
Okay. And can I jump in with a question? Have you gathered an understanding of what the students who will be coming and living here for a year, what are they expecting to do for fun and experiencing the American culture? I mean, we have different sports and the football stadium, the Green Bay Packers isn't close by, but are they looking forward to those experiences?
I'm sure they are, because USA or America is known for, the universities having different sport programs that you either somebody's big on basketball, somebody's big on soccer, or football. So I'm sure they're looking forward to this kind of an recreation or the opportunities they will get to participate in, to see these programs as well. And a lot of student welfare programs happen here, student development programs happen here. So I'm sure they're going to get a taste of a different kind of life altogether, a university life that probably, because we have more of, students who commute to the institute to study and not residential students. So when they're going to be on the campus, it's a different experience altogether. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're going to have a great experience when they'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the sport after cricket is soccer, and you guys have a lot of soccer here.
Oh, yeah. And our soccer team is pretty good.
Right.
We have a good wrestling team as well. They're
one of the
top in the country. So hopefully
you might find one.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So anything else, Doctor?
Yeah, just in closing, you know, your students are going to come and become part of this community. I wondered if you had any, you know, closing words for the community over here. You know, this is beyond the university. They're not just going to be within the university, right? They're going to be part of this community too. You have an opportunity to say a few words to the community. What would they be?
Thank you for having these students here. And I'm sure there would be a lot of learning our students would get from their peers. And I hope it is mutually gratifying and satisfying to you as well, having the students here. And I think learning from each other would be a great thing that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Give back to society what you've achieved.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, on that very positive note,
yes.
Molly, did you have anything to say or should we wrap up? Or?
No, just thank you, Seema and Vikram and Dr. Crivella, for joining us on Parkside today. My biggest takeaway was this, through this partnership, is our connection to our communities, both here in Kenosha and Racine, but also in Mumbai. And I am looking forward to seeing your students on campus next year and just appreciate your visit and you taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
Thank you
to your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. They're going to have a very warm welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.